Greetings to you, our listeners, here and there. I greet you in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, our soon coming King. It is prayer time in the city and worldwide. Let us go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we bless you now. Father, we tell you thank you just for how good you've been. Father, we tell you thank you for how you woke us up this morning, started us on another day's journey. And for this, we tell you thank you. Father, we tell you thank you for how you clothed us in our right mind. Father, we tell you thank you. We tell you thank you because you put a shield around us all night long as we slumbered and slept. And for this, we tell you thank you. Now, God, I ask that you touch the hearts of the listeners. Touch their minds now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we ask that you reclaim the backsliders, God, that you bring them back to the throne of grace. Oh, God, that you would bring them back in right fellowship with you. God, that you would bring them back into the house of worship one more time. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, those that bodies need healing now. Father, you sent your son Jesus and you sent him on the cross, and by his stripes, we are healed. Now, God, we ask now, God, that you do it for us some more. And we give your name the praise and we give you the glory and we tell you thank you now. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Today, we're going to go into the book of 1 Peter 4, 12 through 19. 1 Peter 4, 12 through 19, and it reads, Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceedingly joy. The 14th verse says, If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. On their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, or as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other men's matters. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on his behalf. For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing as unto a faithful creator. Verse 18 kind of just jumped out at me. And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? The thought I'm going to leave for you today is stand up under the fiery trial of persecution. Stand up under the fiery trial of persecution. When we think of persecution, we know that persecution is a strange thing. Why would God ever allow a person who believes in God, who really loves and follows God, to suffer persecution? This is the point of this passage, to discuss the question of persecution of the fiery trial that the believer sometimes has to suffer. The believer is to stand up under the fiery trials of persecution. Sometimes we think and we say that we think that because we're saved and we're Christians, that certain trials we shouldn't have to go through. certain persecutions we should be exempt from. But Peter is here to tell us today that because we're saved and because we're believers in Christ and because we're walking with him, that does not exempt us from fiery trials or persecution. Now, you think about it. There were seven things here. The first thing I want to mention to you is, first, do not think it strange that you suffer persecution. That's verse 12. Do not think it strange that you suffer persecution. Second, you're to rejoice in persecution. Third, know God's spirit, that a glow of God's glory rests upon you as you go through persecution. Fourth, do not bring suffering and persecution upon yourself. Sometimes we can be persecuted and it's things that we brought on ourselves. Like the 15th verse that says, but let none of you suffer as a murderer or as a thief or as an evildoer or as a busybody in other men's matters. Or I would say as a lawbreaker. If you break the law in any way and is a Christian and you're being persecuted for it, or you're going through a trial because of the actions, behind every action there are consequences, then that you're not being persecuted because of your stand with Christ. You're being persecuted, or you're going through that fiery trial now because of whatever you have done on your end. So it's not that you're being persecuted because of you going through for the sake of Christ. That's not the correct assumption on that. So we can't get that twisted. Now, number four, it says, do not bring suffering and persecution upon yourself. Number five, do not be ashamed to suffer for being a Christian. Six, accept persecution as a purifying judgment of God. Seven, keep on doing good and commit your souls to the keeping of God. We have to look at first, do not think it's strange that you suffer persecution. Persecution can be fiery. Persecution is a test. Second, rejoice in persecution because you share in Christ's suffering, because you shall be rewarded. That's the second thing about that. If you're being persecuted for the sake of Christ, you will be rewarded. The fourth, do not bring persecution and suffering upon yourself. Fifth, do not be ashamed to suffer for being a Christian. Sixth, accept persecution as a purifying judgment of God, because believers are scarcely saved, because unbelievers have a terrible end. So if the righteous that is scarcely saved, even when we're going through, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Where? Think about that. If the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? We're talking about standing up under the fiery trials of persecution. When we think of persecution, we know that persecution means to suffer. Believers often do not understand why we have to suffer. When they suffer, they are surprised and astonished, and they wonder why God does not protect them from suffering and from persecution. This is especially true when persecution is fiery. And so long as the believer is upon the earth, he's going to be called upon to face fiery trials. And I know that it's difficult when we go through fiery trials. But when we go through fiery trials, we must remember that he will see us through, that Jesus will make sure we get out on the other side. He's our big brother. He stands there to take us through. He stands before God the Father, making intercession for us. Just like he said to Peter, he said, I prayed for you because the devil wanted to sift you as wheat. And I say to you this, listening by way of radio and over the internet, Satan wants to, he desires to sift some of you as wheat. But because Jesus prayed for us, you can make it. Even though you're going through this fiery trial and you're going through persecution, you can make it. Because what fiery trials does, it bring us through as you go. You have to be tried. You have to be tested. Don't think that because I'm saved, I should not have to go through anything. Because I'm saved, I should not have to go through this trial. I should be exempt from this trial. But there is no exemption for the Christian. There is no exemption, because once we come into the knowledge of Jesus Christ and we become soldiers in his army, their songwriter said, onward Christian soldier, you have to fight, you have to stand up and go through the fiery trials. And sometimes you may wonder, why does this happen to my family? Why did this happen to me? Why did this illness, why did this sickness afflict my body? Why did it afflict my family? Why did it afflict my children, my husband, my wife? Why? And I serve God and do all I can. Some of you have said, God, why have you allowed this thing to come upon me? But I'm here today to tell you that you must stand up under your fiery trial. Think it not strange that you suffer persecution. Think it's not strange that you go through this fiery trial. You may not be going through persecution per se, but yet you're still in the fiery furnace. Some of you are going through persecution on your job. Some of you are being criticized and ridiculed simply because of your stand with Jesus. Some of you are being talked about and the supervisors are coming against you because of your stand. But I say to you, if you're being persecuted for the cause of Christ, go through with a smile, because surely great is your reward. Now, don't go through and make persecution upon yourself by doing something that you could have avoided. The Bible says in the earlier on, he said in the 15th verse, but let none of you suffer as a murderer or as a thief or as an evildoer or as a busybody in other men's matters. Sometimes we can go through and get in trouble because we're busybodies in other men's matters. That will cause you to go through persecution. That will cause you to be talked about. That will cause you to feel like everybody has turned against me. But if you go through and you are persecuted for the cause of Christ, that's a big difference. For the cause of Christ, then you can go through with a smile, knowing that God will see you through. Think it not strange that you suffer persecution. Sometimes as Christians, we think that, well, I've gotten saved and all my trouble is over. Well, I'm here to tell you that all your trouble is not over, because when you gave your heart to God, totally allowed him to come into your life, let him totally change your steps, you allowed him to order your steps, you allowed the Holy Ghost to come in your life and make a difference in your life, well, you made an enemy with the devil. And because you made an enemy with the devil, he's going to do all he can do to come against you. But greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You have the victory. And as I say to you before we go off the air, if you're going through a fiery trial now, just go through with a smile. Lift up your hands. God will give you the victory. The victory is yours. The battle is not yours, but the victory is yours. And let's have a word of prayer. Father, now in the name of Jesus, God, I ask now, God, that you touch everyone that's going through. Everyone that's in a fiery trial. God, I ask that you bring them out now. Bring them out, God, shining like pure gold. And Father, we give your name the glory. And we'll tell you thank you now. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. I salute my overseer, the Dr. Apostle, I, the Achiever. Want you to circle your calendar for June the 9th, 11 o'clock. Carrie Hillis on Abercorn. You'll be hearing more about Hope for the Day's second annual banquet. Want you to come out. You'll be getting additional details to follow. And if this broadcast has been a blessing to you and the Lord has been tugging at your heart to sow a seed into Hope for the Day ministry, please do so by writing to us, Hope for the Day, Post Office Box 18252, Savannah, Georgia 31418. And our announcer will give you that information again. And until the next time, remember, there is hope for today.